Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right, everyone, welcome back. And today we're going to talk simple truth number 33. The title of this simple truth is Fear is the Enemy of Trust. Now, the message of this lesson is really focused on how we treat and interact with others. Are we the type of leader who's going to ensure that the needs of our team are met, that we're developing effective workplace relationships? Or are we going to lead via fear and intimidation? We've seen this time and time again where leaders have tried to lead through fear or intimidation. And what we're getting at here is, listen, if you don't do this, then you're going to lose your job. If you don't do this, you're going to be demoted. Or, you know, you will do this for me and you will take the blame for it because I'm so-and-so. Now, these are just a few examples of the many different iterations of it. But the reality is we know this. Fear and intimidation do not work. They just don't do it. If we're not in an environment where that is present, trying to bring that in isn't going to help anything. Now, according to our authors, these leaders think pointing out mistakes, being critical, or even yelling at team members will get them to perform better. I can't necessarily speak to a time when that would have done. I mean, I'm sure there are some industries where you could say, oh, yeah, you know, the fear or this is going to pressure people to do that. But here's the thing. While we might get short-term gains, our long-term commitment and long-term relationships are going to be severely damaged. And so how is it that we interact with those around us? Are we going to be that demanding person that says, you will do what I say, whether you like it or not? Or are we going to be willing to say, all right, here's the direction we're going. What do we think? Let's get that collective thought. Let's bring those team members who are going to be doing the work, bring them into the decision-making. And are we willing to listen to a variety of ideas, regardless if we use them? But are we willing to explore the different variations in how our teams are viewing the situation around us? Now, Randy Connolly continues on and says, even if you aren't the stereotypical loud in-your-face type of boss, you may be casting a shadow of fear over your team without realizing it. Your positional authority alone is enough to create a certain amount of anxiety in the hearts of your employees. What does that link to? It's relationships. How willing are you to get to know your people? If you are that positional leader that is 2, 3, 4, 5 levels up, how often are you out getting to know your team members, your frontline staff? When you walk around them, are they clamming up or are they opening up? And I think that's a big identifier. You know, if I have that boss who, well, actually, let me give you a great example. Years ago, I was a faculty member, and our president of the university, and we were an online university and had 24 campuses throughout the United States. We just, so the main administration building happened to be in the same city I taught in. So it wasn't uncommon to see the vice presidents and others on our campus. We had established a good relationship with them, but I know that whenever they walked on another campus, people would be, oh, so-and-so's here. Oh, everyone's got to be on your best behavior. Well, there was an evening I was teaching and it was around 8 o'clock. Class went until 9, and around 8 o'clock, and as I was talking, I was looking out into the hallway. So I stood up at the front of the room or the back of the room, depending on where you walked in, and I could see out into the hallway. And our president happened to walk by completely unannounced, completely just unaware. But I had observed her walk by and I looked at her. I waved and smiled and I continued on my way. Didn't think anything of it, right? Well, I come to find out the next day that several of the other faculty members were panicking. They were freaking out because they're like, the president was here. And I think it's a classic example of, if we're not willing to establish effective relationships, regardless of our position, we leave room for fear to be established. when individuals, you know, see the president or see a vice president and they go, "Ooh, I never see them. They're here. There must be something going on." I understand when you are decentralized, like the Texas Tech University system is, that the chancellor isn't going to have the luxury of going to El Paso on Monday, Wichita Falls on Tuesday, San Angelo on Wednesday. I mean, sure, he could, but it's just, it's not sustainable. It's not realistic. But yet, what is it that we are doing to establish effective relationships so that we don't leave that space for fear or intimidation to be developed? So Randy ends the lesson with this before getting into some tips and tricks. And he says, "Fear is the enemy of trust. It's virtually impossible for trust to survive if there is fear in a relationship." And that makes sense, right? Again, I take this back to the relationships, the quality of relationships that we have. So how do we move forward with this? Well, you can gain trust or lower or ideally eliminate the amount of fear in your relationships with those whom you lead by taking the following steps. First, be consistent in your behavior. I like to phrase this as take the guesswork out of it. If your employees can reasonably predict how you'll react in a given situation, they won't be afraid to take risks. But if I don't know how my boss is going to respond if I make a mistake or I bring up a topic that might be a little turbulent, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to risk myself for that. But if I have an idea that, hey, my boss is at least willing to let me kind of go with it, they're going to correct me if I'm wrong. But at the same time, I know it's not going to be the end of everything. I'm going to be far more likely to go with it. The second point here is to treat mistakes as learning opportunities. High trust cultures give employees confidence to set these big goals. They're willing to risk failure. You know, it makes me think of Dr. Rice Spearman at the Health Sciences Center. She talks about the messy middle. When we're going through change, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be smooth sailings. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be messy. And so being okay with that and saying, hey, I'm going to make mistakes, it's fine, is a huge differentiator when it comes to establishing a culture of trust. And then the third point here is to be nice. Say please, say thank you. A little kindness goes a long way. Making an effort to be friendly and encouraging signals to people that you care about them. You know, the one last point on this. I was having a conversation recently with someone, and we were talking about different positional impacts in an organization. And I shared an example of, I don't know why, but in my experience, working in organizations, having somebody that I was close to, say it was my manager, and they get promoted to a certain level, whether it be a vice president or a dean, why is it that they stop communicating with us? Why is it that they stop communicating with the frontline staff? And I've always held on to this question of what is it that causes somebody who promotes to a certain level to all of a sudden stop communicating with the frontline staff? Now, I'm not going to be able to give you an answer as to what the why is, but I think our lesson today is part of a solution. So I would encourage you, find ways to connect with those that you interact with. Say please, say thank you, be opening, be welcoming, and of the most important, be curious. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.